Come on, I think we're all doing it. We're walking through the house. We look at the art on the wall. We look at the art over here on the table. And it's like, man, I need to shed this old skin. I need something fresh inside this place where I come in to have dinner with my family. I need something new so that when I'm watching television, I can kind of just take my eyes and stare at the art. I need art. I need something that is uniquely me that I'm not going to pick up at one of those big box stores. I need to really elevate my experience with art. Now, let me tell you about highendpottery.com, highendpottery.com. I've been inside their art studio. I know what unique is because they specialize in one-of-a-kind, unique art. Nobody else is going to have what you're going to get. highendpottery.com. Hey, during these times where things are changing so much, change out the art. highendpottery.com. Hey, it's Arrow, and this is Pod Crashing, episode 74 with Adam Gidwitz. Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest, the hair-raising original podcast series based on the Grimm fairy tales. Every episode is a story retold with a fresh and surprising twist, featuring curious creatures and mischievous foes. Each story punctuated by hilarious commentary from a classroom of kids who question their way through the creepy tales. Now, the podcast series is the perfect entertainment alternative to screen time for kids, whether listening at home, on the go, in the car, maybe even in the classroom nationwide. It activates their imaginations and instigates fantastic, fun conversation. We are Unplugged and Totally Uncut with Adam Gidwitz.
Dude, I've been waiting to talk with you because you totally get the concept of hearing those voices in your head. You put it on paper and you also do a children's book. I'm a children's podcast. That's amazing to me because you understand the art of today's communication.
Really? Thank you very much.
When you take this step to do that, what are you feeling inside that imagination? Because you know how creative people are. Sometimes we just turn it off and walk away from it. You're not doing that.
Yeah, you know, I spent so much time not only writing these books for kids, but then traveling to schools, book festivals, and then telling the stories live to the children. And there's this just special experience when you tell something live to people, especially when you get to hear and see their expressions. You know, the kids are laughing, they're sometimes screaming, they're giggling, and they're asking questions, crazy questions. So I wanted the opportunity to share that with other people, the reactions of the kids. So on the podcast, not only am I telling these stories, you're hearing the kids' reactions to the stories.
One of the things that I have learned is because my wife is a teacher and I get to go speak to her kindergartners all the time, that smart board is a life that is just waiting for someone like you to say, look, bring me through that smart board and you teachers take a break. I'll take care of them for a few moments here.
You know, that's a great point. I was also a teacher. I was a teacher for 7 years. And, you know, we teachers need breaks sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember there was one independent reading time. Please don't tell any of the parents of my former teachers of my former students this. So hopefully this is not on the radio, but we were reading independently, and I lay down on the floor to read a book while they were reading. They were all around me, and I might have just closed my eyes for a minute. And 10 minutes later, I woke up and I was like, "Oh no, what happened?" They were all fine. Rather than falling asleep, teachers, why don't you put on Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest, the new podcast, and play it for your children instead?
Absolutely, because I mean, what's so amazing about what you're doing, and now that I know that you were a teacher, that explains the connection that you have between those paragraphs and my eyes going into my imagination.
I appreciate that. When I first started teaching, I got to admit, I was an awful teacher. I was a terrible teacher. And the reason I was such a bad teacher was, as your wife knows better than anybody, the first thing you have to do as a teacher, before you can teach the kids anything, is get the kids to shut their mouths for like 1 second, right? If they won't be quiet, you can't teach them anything. And I could not get my kids to be quiet. I had these crazy children, kids hitting each other with blocks, and one boy liked to dance on the tables. I had another kid who liked to use to glue cotton balls to his face and sing Christmas carols. So I couldn't get these kids to be quiet, and it turned out the only way that I could get them to be quiet. One day I was so fed up with these children, I sat down in the middle of the rug, and four kids came up and sat next to me, because in every classroom, as your wife knows, there's always like four nice kids who will help the teacher out no matter how badly things are going.
Yep.
So the four nice kids came up and sat next to me, right? And I said, you know what? Forget the rest of these kids. I'm just going to tell you guys a story. And I said, once upon a time, and as soon as I said that, the strangest thing happened. The kids just froze.
Yep.
And one by one, they came closer and closer to the rug, except for that one kid who was still gluing things to his face. But the rest of them came right up to me, and they listened to that story. And so I've been telling stories to kids ever since, and now I want to share it through this podcast.
Well, yeah, and see, and that's the thing about it is that you understand that students do like those grim stories because they all want to go, ooh, and they want to fear, fear a little bit. They want to doubt a little bit. They you draw that picture for them.
And, you know, I didn't even know about that until it sort of happened to me. I was a teacher, and like I said, and I decided one year to leave my job and to try to write a book, write a story for these kids because I'd been telling so many of them. And I took a year off from teaching, not making any money, sent the book to an agent. She read it, and she said, it's not very good. So I had to go back to the drawing board. It was awful. It was this really very bad moment in my life. And I was substituting to make some extra money. And the school called me up and they said, would you be willing to be a substitute librarian? I said, sure. They said, you're going to reading stories to second graders. Read them any story you want. I said, great. So I go home and I'm looking around my shelf for a good story to read to second graders. And I come across my big book of Grimm's fairy tales.
Really?
Now, I had never read the book. So I looked at it and I thought, oh, fairy tales, those are perfect for little kids. Cute, sweet stories for little kids. I opened up my book of the real Grimm fairy tales to a story called Faithful Johannes. And in this story, and I got to warn your listeners right now, this gets gross and upsetting, and I apologize. Turn on your radio or fingers in your ears. These two children get their heads cut off.
No.
They get put back on again, so they're fine. But they hit their heads cut off. And I read that, and I'm like, can I read this to second graders? Will I get fired? And then I think, let's find out. So I brought the book in, and I started reading to these kids, and very quickly they started to get very nervous.
Yep.
So I make a joke to calm them down, or I warn them something terrifying is about to happen. And by the end of the story, I look up, and every kid looks exactly the same. Every kid looks completely traumatized. And so I dismiss the children. Some of them are crying. But one little girl comes up to me, and she sticks her finger in my face, and she said, that was good. And I said, what? And she said, you should make that into a book. So I went home and I wrote that story down just the way I told it to those kids and sent that to the agent. And she said, you know what? This is pretty good. So that became the first chapter of A Tale Dark and Grim, which is my first book. And ever since that day, 10 years ago, I've been traveling around the country showing kids what the real Grimm fairy tales are like.
Now
I'm getting to do it with the podcast.
See, that's what makes you a modern day, real, honest to God broadcaster. And even though, you know, you teacher, writer, now you're a broadcaster, you're in the age of where you're going to grow in ways that people are going to embrace you like a Mr. Rogers.
That would be great, except just a slightly creepy Mr. Rogers. I mean, I guess he was a little bit creepy, but a little scarier Mr. Rogers.
How do you prepare for the podcast? Because, I mean, podcasting is my life and style. I'm in the studio every morning at 5 a.m., and I don't come out until 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What about on your side?
Yeah, I love that. So I had to develop a process. You know, I have a process for writing books now. I've got A Tale Dark and Grim in that series. I've got The Inquisitor's Tale, which is a Newbery Honor book. But for podcasting, as you say, totally different process. So what I had to figure out was the first thing I would do, I chose all the stories that I thought I wanted in the podcast. You know, I chose 20 stories, and then I would write each one, and I needed to make sure that each story was equally gripping, scary, funny, all that stuff. Then I write a script that I'm going to read to the kids. We went into two different schools that were wonderful enough to invite me in, and I would tell the story to the kids, and we would have mics all over the place.
Awesome.
So that their natural reactions are recorded for the podcast. Yes. And man, and that just turns out so great. There's one podcast, one of the episodes this season, in which in the story there is a blue dwarf. And I say, and the prince met a blue dwarf. And this kid goes, you mean a Smurf? And I was like, no, it's not a Smurf. It's a blue dwarf. And another kid goes, I'm pretty sure that's a Smurf. And for the rest of the episode, they're heckling me about this blue dwarf being a Smurf. And I'm like, it's not a Smurf. So all of that just happens. So it gets recorded. And then we go back I listen to the recording. And then I script actors' lines for the parts of the episode where you don't need to hear the kids. So that the final product ends up sounding like some me in the classroom talking to the kids, and some like a beautifully produced soundscape of like music and actors in a fairy tale kingdom, and it goes back and forth.
I love it. Where do people find your podcast app, man?
That's great. So it's Apple Podcasts. If you search Grimm grimmer, grimmest, or even if you just put in the word grimmest, grim, grimmer, grimmest comes up, and please subscribe. There's going to be a new episode dropping every day from October 22nd straight through Halloween,
that's so
which is kind of perfect.